Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM dilemma on KFrog.
Well, I guess you could say this guy's in the doghouse. Take a listen to this. It says, Kelly and Guy, help me. My husband thought he was being dad of the year and surprised all of us with a puppy on Christmas. Oh, this demon dog has destroyed my house. I'm at my wit's end and I don't know what to do. My kids would be devastated if we got rid of him. My husband doesn't see the problem. What do I do?
Your husband's not being that smart at all, especially not seeing the problem. You never buy a pet, a live animal, without consulting your husband or wife. It's not a Hallmark movie. It's not where the beautiful puppy jumps out of a box and everyone lives happily ever after.
Yeah, tell Art that.
It's a real life dog. But the damage is done and the kids are invested and she's doing all the work. I get her frustration. The only thing I can think of is saying is, you did this. You want to keep the dog. You train it. Simple as that. It's got nothing to do with me. You did this behind my back.
I would agree with you here. You got to push this all back on your husband and be like, this was your decision that you made without me.
Yep.
But there are a lot of great places to take your dog and to train your dog. Or, you know what? Hey, how about this, Dad of the Year? How about you spend some time with this puppy and you train it and see what she's going through?
It's like he saw the gorgeous puppy and he thought of the Christmas moment and then he didn't think of anything after that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because training a puppy is, it's awful. You have to be invested in that animal.
Oh, and puppies will destroy your house. I speak from experience. Art did the same exact thing. Surprised us. At the time, it was only me and Carter. Didn't tell me about it. I didn't know that he bought a puppy. And yeah, we had a puppy on Christmas Day. And I was like, you did what? And that puppy ate a hole in my wall, ate my carpet, ate all my baseboards. But I mean, I'm a dog lover. So I was like, we're going to get through it. It's just like having a kid. So we went through the puppy phase. And now that Bruiser is through his puppy phase, he's a great dog. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It's just really, really annoying that the kids are now invested. And if she says she doesn't want the dog anymore, she's the bad mom.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think that's an option. I don't think at this point you can say, yeah, we don't want the dog.
All right. Let's find out what the IE thinks of this. 888-431-3764. She needs some help.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.